Each month, we hear from geographer Richard Campanella. The Tulane University professor writes a monthly cityscapes column for NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune. WWNS Eve Tro spoke with him about a big decision 180 years ago. Back then, instead of trying to reconcile their differences, New Orleanians divided the city into three different sections, each with its own systems.
This was in the 1830s, and the city decided to basically divide itself into three municipalities. What were those three, geographically speaking?
The first municipality was today's French Quarter in Treme, from Canal to Esplanade. The second municipality is now the CBD and the Warehouse District and parts of the Lower Garden District from Canal up to Felicity Street. And the third municipality was from Esplanade down Marigny, Bywater, Lower Ninth Ward up to the current St. Bernard Parish line.
And the reason for this division was that different cultural groups settled in basically those three different areas, and they couldn't get along, so they decided to split up.
Ethnic infighting. You could think of it as the use of political geography to resolve ethnic infighting, and that rarely works, and it didn't work here.
So what was happening that led to the decision to just divide up and have each municipality have its own separate systems?
Well, the two ethnicities were the older, native-born, more Catholic, more Francophone Creole population, which predominated on the lower half of the city, and the incoming Anglo-Irish American, Anglophone, more likely to be Protestant, American population settling predominantly on the upper half of the city. They did everything differently. They did law differently. They did surveying systems differently. They spoke different languages. They had somewhat different religions. They buried the dead differently. They celebrated festivities differently. They had different architecture, and they competed economically, politically. The Creole population in colonial times did not elect its leaders. They were appointed. They answered to a king. Americans came down here with a whole different system. And so no great surprise that they didn't see eye to eye. The Creoles had the numerical advantage and thus the political advantage, whereas the Americans had the economic advantage.
And so tell us how this system worked.
Okay. In the first municipality was Creole dominated. That was the French Quarter in Treme. The third municipality, which is Marigny and Bywater and below, was also mostly Creole as well as immigrant. And above Canal Street in the second municipality was mostly American as well as German and Irish immigrants. Each municipality had its own council of aldermen. They had three different tax-raising formulas. They had three different police forces, three different education systems, three different street systems, three different port management systems. And then on May 1st each year, the three councils came together to form the city council and answered to a single mayor. You know, at first it seemed to work, and there was a boom in new hotels in each of the districts. But then came the panic of 1837, and debt arose out of it, and they start to sense that what the other municipality is gaining is coming at my expense. In a comparable way that we have neighborhoods competing with each other for amenities and resources, except that this was truly politically hardened along actual jurisdictional lines. So finally, realizing that the whole idea made matters worse, in 1852, in late February of 1852, the state legislature amended to act to dissolve the three municipalities and reunify the city. However, on the same day, and not coincidentally, it also annexed the adjacent Jefferson Parish city of Lafayette. That is present-day Irish Channel, Garden Districts, and Central City. By annexing Lafayette, which was predominantly Anglo-American and German and Irish, among whom had formed alliances, now it was the Anglo-American vote that was in the numerical majority. And so it reunified once the Americans were now starting to win elections.
One thing people will find in reading this is that one of New Orleanians' favorite terms came from this era of these different municipalities, the neutral ground. Explain how the neutral ground came about because of this division.
The term neutral ground had circulated in the colonial and post-colonial era, and it came out of this disputed region in extreme southwestern Louisiana, around where Lake Charles is, between the Sabine and Calcasieu River. It was the neutral ground between the French to the east and the Spanish to the west. Later, it was the neutral ground, capital N, capital G, between the Americans and the Spanish. So people talked about this notion, and in sort of a whimsical, jocular way, New Orleanians started to refer to the extra wide median in Canal Street as being the neutral ground between these nearly warring factions on either side. And one was the first municipality that was Creole and the second municipality that was Anglo.
Was it truly neutral? Would people meet in that space to do business or get together?
That's why I said it was sort of an irony and a jocular reference. Never did this get to the point of actual violence, although it came close at some times. There were, in fact, some Creoles and Francophones who lived above Canal Street and some Anglos who lived below. But what is very true about Canal Street that with this 1836 to 1852 municipality system, the political geography really, really did go down Canal Street. And thus the sense today that people say that Canal Street divided the two populations more politically than demographically, but it comes out of this era.
Richard Campanella is professor of geography at the Tulane School of Architecture and author of the monthly Cityscapes column at NOLA.com. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.